From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
ALARA is now able to offer a limited number of grants to any female applying for a foundation licence or upgrading to a standard or advanced amateur radio licence. The grant is equal to approximately half the cost of the fees for assessment, licence and call sign. In addition, we would provide a complimentary membership to ALARA for 1 year. For more details, please go to our website, alara.org.au. For ALARA, this is Lyndall, VK4 Zulu Mike.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
Good morning from Ipswich and District Radio Club. The club held its last general and social meeting for the year last Monday night, December 9. The meeting was well attended, and after the business side of things, members indulged themselves in feasting and camaraderie for the rest of the night. And isn't that what amateur radio is all about? The first meeting for next year will be a business meeting to be held on Monday, January 13, 2020. This is to allow for the social meeting to be held on Monday, January 27, and to align it with the Australia Day long weekend. On behalf of the committee and members of the Ipswich Club, we would like to wish all our fellow amateurs and their families all the best for the festive season. And stay safe if you're travelling. For Ipswich and District Radio Club, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres. 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I've been concerned by a trend of commentary that runs on the internet and social media. Similarly, there seems to be a belief that traffic on the internet delivery systems is infallible. My early experience with computing was in a commercial setting where data integrity was of extreme importance. We had two operators key the data into the system, and there was a manual physical check included and examination, explanation of errors, and correction of the input. This was expensive, and in the ensuing years, much of this data input checking has been overcome and scanning devices used, for instance. Our own use of mobile devices and computers depending on us getting it right. If we send an email with the wrong or mistyped address, it is normally not delivered. But if we also neglect to check our emails for bounces, whose fault is it if an appointment is not confirmed or missed, for instance? To put this commentary in context, recently the WIA announced that it was establishing a process of negotiation with the amateur fraternity. This was an outcome of consultation between our regulator and the Institute. Naturally, when dealing with government agencies or departments, certain requirements have to be met. One of these is adherence to the various privacy provisions which apply to that department or agency. It was included in the statement from the WIA that a provider service would be used to maintain the data of amateurs who subscribed. Some 400-odd have already signed up to share their opinions in advising the ACMA. It has been noted that a regular source of detraction of the WIA posted the privacy statement for the free-to-use software from the service provider's webpage, indicating that people participating would have their names and email details sold on to other internet businesses. What was not posted was the fact that Vision 6 also licenses its software with secure privacy, and this was what the WIA had purchased to adhere to both its duty to members, but also to meet the standards required by the ACMA. Simply put, what was posted was a blatant attempt to confuse anyone reading the post on the club website with part information and misdirection. I've signed up to participate in these surveys with the assurance that I won't be badgered by spam for the rest of my life. The surveys are open to all VK amateurs, and your details are secure. Don't be fooled that because you read it on the internet, that it is true. Also, we need to remember computer system input is only as good as the person doing it, and checking. Garbage in gives garbage out. When we neglect to check and rush to criticise without the facts, we get the same result. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.